Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
NDIT News for the week ending 24th May 2024. The first flush has ended and we were looking at how we fared this year. Across India, a long dry winter and late rains that fluctuate between too little and too much has affected the crop. Overall, it appears that North India saw a decrease in crop as much as 35-50% for the same period last year, but prices have not been commensurate. Darjeeling saw a long dry spell. The much-needed January rain did not show up this year. The problem of cheap tea imports from Nepal continues unchecked. Planters have been calling for greater interventions from the government on these Nepal imports, better testing of imports, and also protection of the Darjeeling heritage. But more gardens are closing, and all these reasons together are expected to impact production. Already last year saw the lowest production years at recent times at 6.18 million kilos, and it remains to be seen how this year will do. In neighboring Sikkim, first flush was delayed by 3 to 4 weeks with late rains causing a late harvest, but second flush has begun earlier by about 2 weeks because of rising temperatures, and planters there say crop volume has dropped. In Assam too, production has dropped compared to last year at close to 35%. March crop was down by 14 million kilos this year. Lack of rain has brought crop loss here as well. The government ordered to root 100% dust grains via auctions, while still not seen as beneficial by planters, continues. However, prices are going up compared to last year. The most recent sale, 21. 2 teas from Dekia Julie fetched upwards of 600 rupees a kilo. One was a Fannin's grade and the other was a BP grade. For the north, Kangra also saw dry weather and low crop. Production of green tea, which is the highlight here, was delayed. And demand and prices have been low here. South India has seen some better crop for this period between March, April, May, despite late rains and a hot summer. In March, the Nilgiris actually saw an increase of nearly 3 million kilos over 2023. Auctioneers say its traditional export markets of Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and the CIS countries have been active, and the orthodox offerings have been doing exceptionally well, as have CTC. However, currently the region is also seeing a long dry spell, and it remains to be seen how it will impact crop in the coming weeks. In other news, the pesticide issue continues to plague Assam. The Assam Bottle Manufacturers Association has once again said they will stop production from June 1st, except this time it's indefinitely. They say that buyers have been refusing their teas because of pesticide concerns. And they also add that they have no control over pesticide used by small tea growers as they only buy leaf. Elsewhere in Assam, the Assam Chamas Dur Sangh has rallied workers and they've had several protests and demonstrations in several estates in Moran. Workers gathered at the Bamunbari and Kowang Gardens owned by Andrew Yu to protest against non-payment of wages for 7 months. In Dibrugarh too, protests were seen at the Basmati Tea Estate.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.